Two words of congratulations are in order today. First, to the close to 150 boys and girls in the second grade who celebrated on Monday and Wednesday their first reception of the sacrament of reconciliation or penance. Boys and girls, with the help of their parents and catechists, did a wonderful job of getting ready for this sacrament. Become a great model for us to get ourselves spiritually ready for Easter by celebrating that sacrament as well. The second is a special word of congratulations to the boys and girls of our high school youth group, who on Friday night here put together a very wonderful presentation of scriptural readings and contemporary Christian music for the Stations of the Cross. I know some of you were present, others were not, but if you're looking for an opportunity to celebrate the Stations in a profound way, on April 7th at 1:30 and at 7 o'clock, boys and girls of our 8th grade will put the Living Stations presentation on again. You're all cordially welcome. It's a wonderful way to get spiritually prepared for Holy Week and for Easter. The man's name is Desmond Dawes. He's a kind of simple country boy from out of a farm outside of Lynchburg, Virginia. In 1944, this young man in his late teens, just about 20 years old, enlisted in the United States Army to fight against the Axis powers, at that time principally Japan. What was unique about Desmond Dawes is that he's a conscientious objector. He absolutely refused to touch, let alone carry, let alone use a gun. When he spoke to the people enlisted in the Army, he said, in the midst of all the death dealing and people taking life, somebody's got to be around to save life. So he signed up as a medic. And his story is really inspiring, because in one battle in Okinawa, he saved 75 fellow soldiers as a medic. A hero, but an unexpected hero. See, Desmond was kind of a skinny beanpole type guy. And when he joined up and was going through his basic training, and he refused to participate in any of the combat weaponry, his fellow enlistees and the training officers and his captain and lieutenant all figured he's a weak coward. They looked at him and said, you don't belong. In fact, they tried to court-martial him to get him out of the service because he was undermining the discipline, the values that we stand for. The amazing thing is, in a wonderful scene later in that movie that some of you might have heard about called Hacksaw Ridge, his captain comes to him after this terrible, terrible battle in which he saved all these people. And he looked at him and he said, I want to apologize because I really misjudged you by looking at you as what I thought I saw. He recognized, the captain, that he had not seen the strength and the courage and the bravery and the heroism that Desmond Dawes brought to his life as a medic, largely because of his faith. As soon as I saw that scene, I said to myself, there is a wonderful homily in that scene. It tells us a lot about the two scripture readings, the first and the gospel today. See, back before Jesus, in the time of Samuel the prophet, when he is sent to find someone to be the new king of Israel, Jesse, who has a whole series of boys, and Samuel himself, the prophet, sizes up Jesse's older boys. These are the kind of guys that God would pick as a king. God said to the prophet, no, you're judging by appearances on the outside. God looks into the heart and sees what really makes a person a solid person. So this 15, 16-year-old punk who's out taking care of the sheep named David comes in, and God says, that's the one I want to be king. See, God can see a capacity and a power for good in people that we don't get to see. Many times we hastily misjudge people on their appearances and don't see the depth of their person. In a similar way, the Pharisees in today's gospel are really blind. Not just the guy who can't see physically that is cured. The Pharisees are blind when they look at Jesus, because who is this guy coming from some dinky town called Nazareth? He never studied the Torah. He doesn't keep the Sabbath. God can't possibly work through him. And their hearts were closed to Christ because they judged him from the outside. Didn't see the power of God emanating from him on the inside. Rash judgment, a failure and an inability, a blindness to see the capacity for good and the depth of the persons right around us. Sound familiar? As we come to the second half of Lent, Today's scriptures and the witness of Desmond Dawes invite all of us to step back for a moment and look at the way we look at each other in our own homes, in our workplaces, in our neighborhoods. In this time when our country and our world is so pulled apart by divisions and conflicts and hostilities and rash judgments about one another, we need to ask ourselves, if rooted in our faith and our conviction that every human being is a fellow child of God, can we look at one another and see that child of God with great capacities because of their gifts from God? Or are we Christians blind to the presence of God in Jewish and Muslim and Hindu and other non-Christian believers? Can we see a great human being like ourselves, a brother and sister, okay, and a Somalian immigrant or a Middle Eastern refugee that comes to our country looking for a chance for hope? How quickly do we, like Jesse and Samuel, like the Pharisees of the gospel, like the soldiers in Desmond Dawes' boot camp, fail to see the depth and power and strength of another human heart? So I ask you to use this time of Lent to ask the Lord to open your eyes and open your hearts to see the truth in one another, to recognize and affirm the capacity for good in every human heart. Ask the Lord that we would be a witness to others of his presence among us, seeing the truth, inspiring others to do the same. A footnote of caution for those who might be disposed to see Hacksaw Ridge. It's now available on demand in your cable stations. But typical Mel Gibson, like Braveheart and The Passion, and things, it's a very, very bloody and all too realistic movie. So I recommend you witness to Dawson's life, but don't take your kids to the movie. Let us stand to pray.